The union representing 55,000 Ontario education workers has once again filed a notice to strike, only days after resuming talks with the province. The Canadian Union of Public Employees, CUPE, says they have given 5 days' notice to begin a potential job action on Monday, November 21. The union says the two sides were able to reach a middle ground on wages, but the government continues to refuse to invest in the services that students need and parents expect. From the beginning, we've been focused on improved jobs for education workers and improved services for students, said Laura Walton, educational assistant and president of CUPE's Ontario School Board's Council of Unions, OSBCU. It's incredibly disappointing that the Ford government categorically refused to put money on the table to give students the type of learning environment they need. Education Minister Stephen Lecce says the government put forward multiple offers to CUPE since bargaining resumed last week, but the union has rejected each one. We are disappointed that only a few short days after talks restarted, CUPE has filed notice to once again shut down classrooms, reads a statement from Lecce. We are at the table ready to land a fair deal that invests more in lower-income workers and keeps kids in class. CUPE will be holding a news conference at 10 a.m. Wednesday to provide an update on the negotiations. Walton hinted earlier this week that the government would have to bend more on wages to get a deal done, saying boards are having trouble hiring and retaining staff because of poverty-level wages. There is a crisis in our schools because no one wants to work for poverty-level wages, be laid off for months every year, and be continuously disrespected and undervalued by the government. Last week, Ontario Premier Doug Ford offered to withdraw its controversial back-to-work legislation if CUPE members returned to work, which they did. The repealing of the bill means the union is back in a legal strike position. The government's law, which used the notwithstanding clause to guard against constitutional challenges, had set fines for violating the legislation at a maximum of $4,000 per employee per day and up to $500,000 per day for the union. With files from the Canadian press.